thank you for joining us for another episode of the Hollywood Classics. And now we're going to get back into what Marco and Oliver were discussing. So if you want to hear funny antics, booger jokes, anything you want. All right, here it is.
You know, I saw it on TV the other day. Not that good.
You know, I've also went back and watched movies that I thought were good when I watched them as a teenager. Watched them again.
Terrible.
Yeah, like it doesn't hold up.
I watched Half Baked yesterday. I tried to watch it.
Was it terrible?
I don't know. It's just, I'm not 15 anymore, so I don't care.
Yeah, you're more like a 10-year-old mentality.
Dare you. I'm telling you, do yourself a favor. Okay. I'll loan you the DVD.
Okay.
Watch Purple Rain.
All right, I'll watch it.
Great movie. And then buy the soundtrack.
I'm not going to buy the soundtrack.
I'll burn you a copy of the soundtrack.
Great soundtrack. All right. Maybe that'll be the song that we end the show with. When Doves Cry.
It's a good movie. Good song. Great movie, though. Great movie.
I like When Doves Cry.
Here's the thing about Purple Rain. They're not actors. Well, they're musicians.
Is it purple because there's so much acid in it?
There's no acid. No, he doesn't do drugs.
Well, I was talking about the real rain.
Oh, the acid rain. It's a good movie, though. Good movie.
Okay. So what was your last movie that you watched?
In theaters?
Or at home?
Let's see.
Man, it's been that long, huh?
Oh, dude, with kids. I start a movie, and then I stop it, and then I don't get to finish. Okay. Predator. The other day.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Come on. You got Arnold.
Yeah.
You got Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
You got Carl Weathers.
Yeah.
You got Bill Duke.
Yeah.
You got Shane Black. Okay, Shane Black.
Yeah.
You know, he wrote Lethal Weapon. He's saying that. Great movie.
All Arnold does in every movie.
Get on the chopper. He does say that.
Get down.
It's good, though. I got to tell you. Great movie. Looking forward to the new one. Shane Black's doing.
Which one's that one?
It's coming out. It's called The Predator.
With Arnold?
Probably not.
Oh.
He's not a box office draw anymore, but...
Yeah, but some of his movies are still good.
Yeah.
Like I saw Sabotage. I enjoyed that one.
I haven't seen that one. It's on Netflix. That's on my Netflix list. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dude, you're awake 24 hours a day. When the kid goes to knock out, just put it on.
Oh, it's tough. Because I'm like, okay, I got to work out, and I'm going to read a little bit, then I'm drink some water, and then I'm going to go to sleep. And then I'll watch a movie before I go to sleep. And then I get like one thing done, a lift, and then be like, I'm done. I'm going to bed.
Yeah. Well, I just watched X-Men Apocalypse.
Ooh.
And it's only got 48% of Rotten Tomatoes.
I've heard terrible things. Terrible things.
Yeah. I don't know. I enjoyed it. And my wife really doesn't like movies that much, and she really liked it.
Did she?
Yeah. You know, they say that there's not much of a story.
You like Elysium, though. Your taste in movies.
But you know
is
what?
Awful.
No. Movies. Your taste in movies is awful.
Are you kidding me? I like Purple Rain.
Point made.
I won an Academy Award for soundtrack.
Point made.
Okay, so why is X-Men Apocalypse
Drop
good? Drop mic. Why is X-Men Apocalypse so good?
Well, it's not amazing. Don't get me wrong. Great action. A lot of good action.
Oscar Isaac's a good actor.
Oh, and Oscar Isaac?
He's no action star, but he's a good actor.
It's good. I'm tired. I can't think of anything to describe it. So it's a lot of action. And yes, okay, you know, there's always the bringing Professor Xavier and Magneto. Just, they're a good people. You just have to understand.
That's like every X-Men movie I've ever seen.
Yeah. I feel like we're getting to the point, though, where... we're being overwhelmed by superhero movies.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
This is what I said to my dad, because I told him, I said, I saw Captain America's Winter Soldier.
Damn, is that good? I didn't see that one.
I'm sorry, Civil War.
Civil War, yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Spider-Man, right?
Yeah, we get introduced again to another Spider-Man reboot, which I don't see the point. It's stupid. We just had, didn't the reboot a few years ago?
Yeah, Andrew Garfield.
Yeah. Well, I forgot my point.
Marcos, the time's catching up with him. With 4 a.m., it's been, 11 hours since you've been awake?
Yeah, it has.
It's a long day.
Yeah, I probably should have had some coffee before this. Perk it up. Let's go.
So Captain America Civil War and Batman versus Superman, you told me you saw, and you just told me you saw X-Men. Rank them 1, 2, and 3.
Okay. X-Men's number... Wait, I'm sorry. What was the third one I told you I saw?
Man, Marco's punchy today.
Yeah.
Batman versus Superman.
What was the other one?
Captain America Civil War.
That's right.
That's the Captain America you just Civil said.
War. Captain America Civil War. X-Men Apocalypse, Batman.
Really? The Batman was, it wasn't good, huh? Everyone says
it was okay. But it was like, I didn't walk out of there going, oh, this is fantastic. That's why they released it probably in March.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, well, I'll skip that one.
You should.
I'll probably see it. I didn't see any, all these movies, I thought, oh, it's going to be so good. I can't wait to see it. Opening day, I'm just going to leave work and go see it. And mm-hmm. I never did for any of them.
You know, I had a guy on my soccer team who had a newborn, like kind of like you.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a Friday off.
Ah.
Didn't tell his wife. He went and got a hotel room and slept all day.
Oh, boy. That sounds about right. That sounds about right.
You probably should do that. Don't tell Carla.
Yeah. Hopefully she's not listening. Yeah.
So, but let's go. Oh, what we need to talk about is the new Star Wars, because we haven't been here since May 5th of 2015.
Jeez. It's been that long?
Do you even remember it?
The new Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sucked.
Kylo Ren.
Sucked.
I don't know. I kind of go back and forth, even though I haven't watched it again. Actually, I did. I saw it on Sunday. I saw it Friday with you, and then I saw it Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I was so excited for it, and it came out, and we saw it opening day, and I was like, oh, the Millennium Falcon, oh, Chewbacca and Han Solo, and then when I left, okay, I was excited about it, and then I was driving home.
Remember we were talking about it, and we were like, I can't believe Han Solo.
Ooh. Oh,
and we were walking on the line, and you smacked me.
Yeah, we were walking out of there's a line to get in, and we're leaving. The first thing he says when he walks out of the theater is, he says, I can't believe Han Solo dies. I was like, shut up, man. You get us killed out here.
Yeah. All right, so I got a little quick game with you, okay?
Okay.
So, you can do this at a party if you're trying to pick up on a chick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm always trying to do. Yeah,
well, you you actually got a... easier on it because you got kids. If you push them around, girls want to come up to you anyway.
Not really. Not really.
I'm just kidding on all this. So, can you do any impressions?
I can't.
You can't. So, you know, like
a very sleepy father.
Well, how about like one word impressions?
One word impressions.
Like Liam Neeson. You're at the grocery store and all of a sudden you just need bananas. Do you ever need bananas?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then you're sitting there, but for some reason, you got to take a banana, and you just go, bananas.
Bananas. That's a pretty good one.
Did it sound like it?
That's pretty good. Okay. Okay, let's hear another one.
All right, we got Jason Statham.
Okay.
Okay, you know, he talks.
Legitimate action star.
Yeah, and he's British, you know, but, you know, he jumbles all his words together, you know, so you kind of try and get the raspy voice, and you go, no, man.
That's pretty good. Okay. That's a pretty good one.
I can only do one words.
That's a pretty good one, though. Okay. So, who else?
All right. Let's see. Richard Nixon.
Okay.
So, I'm Turkey Dick. I'm former president Richard Nixon. Oh.
That's a pretty good one. I don't remember him howling in any of his speeches. Well, that's a pretty good one.
Futurama?
Yeah. That's a pretty good one. Oh, Marco. Okay. Man of 1,000 voices.
Oh, okay. Here. We're going to interview... if Oliver can make it, which I highly doubt he will. But next Saturday, put it in the calendar for Carla.
Yeah.
We're going to be interviewing Bernard Dierman of Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
And he's
funny
Australian.
Show. You know, that show, at first I saw it and I thought, I don't know, animation looks pretty crappy and I don't really have a lot of time. I watched an episode, couldn't stop laughing.
It's really good.
It's a very funny show.
My wife doesn't like cartoons. She hates Family Guy. She... stands the Simpsons because I like it, but she likes Bob's Burgers because there's more dialogue. It's not like poop humor. Don't get me wrong. Poop humor and Family Guy, hilarious.
Yeah, Bob's Burgers is good. It's more like a sitcom than a cartoon.
Yeah, and they just aired the 100th episode.
Of Bob's Burgers?
Of Bob's Burgers.
Oh, wow. And syndication.
Bernard Dierman was the director on that one.
Oh,
so
nice.
He got to work, you know, he works with... God damn it.
Archer.
The guy who does Archer. Do we know his name? We should have done a little research. But we will have all this research done when we talk to him.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, the girl, she's in Last Man Standing.
Oh, the TV
high
show?
Annoying
okay.
voice.
I thought the movie. Okay, yeah.
She plays the little girl, Louise.
Oh, I can't stand that girl. I shouldn't say that.
You shouldn't say that because we're going to interview him.
That voice, though, man.
Well, I really want to ask
him. She was on 30 Rock, too. And
Yeah.
Oh, that voice. It just, I don't know, that's her thing. That's her, is her voice.
But that's, man, her shtick, though.
Yeah. I can't.
She was also in Flight of the Conchords.
I never saw that, but that's, I can't.
That's a good show.
Very talented actress. Okay. I can't stand the voice.
Well, Bernard Dierman, he's Australian. So I go to his house, and he starts talking to me. And he's saying, yeah, I'm from Sydney, mate. I'm from Australia. We drink a Foster's beer.
I don't think he says that, but okay.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Maybe we shouldn't interview him in dialect.
I won't do that.
G'day, mate.
That was really bad.
So,
get a shrimp on the barbie.
Oh, boy. I love that. This interview's over.
Yeah.
We could ask about Mad Max.
That's what I want to ask him. And we'll probably ask him about his five top favorite Australian films. Because I don't know how old he is, but... he's lived much longer in Australia than he's lived in the United States. So he's probably got some pretty good suggestions for Australian films that we should watch.
Nice.
And he also worked on a Goofy movie.
A Goofy movie?
Yeah.
Wow. Didn't see it. Oh, that wasn't very good. Your dad does a better one. But
gosh.
You'll get there.
That's bad. Oh, hoy.
You'll get there.
I got to work on it.
You'll get there.
Let's see. Can I do any other voices? Hey, Oliver, how's it going? No, got to work on it. That was terrible. God, that was bad.
Who was that?
I don't know. I just made it up. Oh, the one I do with Maribel's like,
hey, baby, how's it going?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You got me some Barry White.
Barry White. Okay.
No, that was terrible.
About 10 octaves too high, but okay. Well, that's good. That's good stuff. That'll be a good interview. And then
I can't get that low. No.
All right, so Marco has officially mentally checked out. So I guess we'll wrap up today's episode. But we got some more coming up, right? He's half asleep, okay?
Yeah. As soon as Oliver can record with us, we'll get more. We're going to talk to Bernard Dierman. We're going to talk to...
That's not this Saturday, but next Saturday, right?
Next Saturday, we're going to talk...
tape a bunch of episodes on Tuesday. I'll be in town.
Oh, yeah. Oliver's going to make it up to this side of the town, even though it's only 20 minutes away. He never shows up.
It's like 25 minutes away.
Oh!
Yeah.
25. And then...
we're going to record, get a bunch of episodes out. I'm back. For now.
Oh, what's that song? He's back.
I hope next time we record later, because this is very funny watching you be so tired.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired.
This is awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I did want to say one closing thing.
Yeah.
Everyone listening, if you've taken the time to listen to this much of the podcast, and you're a fan, we have a lot of new followers on Twitter, a lot of new listeners. We appreciate it. The one thing I wanted to tell you guys. So when we were 19 years old, I saw Marco eat a booger. 19, not 9, 19.
Yeah.
And then
that might have happened.
No one else saw, but I saw.
Like the time where Oliver used to have the booger collection in his pants.
I knew you were going to bring that up. He brings it up every time. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Now I just flick him. The other day.
So you still pick your nose?
You pick your nose too. Come on.
Yeah, I do.
Right, knuckle deep by the time you get to the 110.
Yeah, I do pick my nose in my car because I don't care. What I'm in my car. Right?
So you flick them outside or inside?
I'm not that paying attention.
That means underneath Marco's car seat, there is a gallery of dried boogers.
Yeah, maybe.
The other morning, I blew my nose with my thumb. Mm-hmm. You've done that.
Yeah.
So I did that, and one went flying. Oh, and I was like, uh-oh, where'd that go?
You nailed your kid in the face.
No, I hit the wall, and I was like, oh, there it is. I'll get that later. And then I come back later. I forgot about it. That night, I just scrape it off.
It's so gross, dude. So I got a story. That reminded me. High school, dude. Probably 15. In that old bedroom. We're actually recording here in Hollywood Classic Studios at my parents' house.
Yeah.
Because it's a middle ground. No, I do not live in the basement. Not like Oliver does with his wife.
Oh, yeah.
But
basement house. Got the beaded door.
Yeah. So I was laying on my bed, and I had some wicked boogers. So I'm picking my nose. I'm 15, 16, by myself in my room. Take them, put them in my mouth. And I wanted to see if I could lay on my bed on my back and spit them and hit the ceiling.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. This podcast is taking quite a turn. All right.
My cousin from Chile is sitting there. I wonder if they're still on the ceiling.
Yeah, scrape them up. On that Ransom poster. He used to have a poster of Ransom, the movie with Mel Gibson, taped to his ceiling right under his bed, right on top of his bed. Times. We gave him so much crap for it. He never took it down, though.
No, I never did.
It's a good movie. Good movie.
It was a good movie. It's one of Mark Wahlberg's first movies.
Really?
Yeah.
He was the one who kidnapped, well, spoiler alert, he's the one who kidnapped Mel Gibson's kid?
Pretty much, yeah.
I never saw it. Okay.
So. All right, man. Well, thank you for Oliver joining us after a year. Over a year, actually.
Yeah.
And we are going to end this show, and hopefully you guys enjoy it. Catch it. Tell your friends. Rate us on iTunes. Tweet us. However you can get us out there. We want more followers. If you enjoy the show, leave a comment.
Yeah, definitely. Sorry, I was on my phone.
Yeah, Oliver was tweeting something.
Yeah.
But that's it for us. And that's it. We'll see you next time. Thank you for joining me, Oliver.
Thank you, and expect many more podcasts, unless I get hit by a bus right now. Then edit out all the booger stuff.
All right, everyone, have a good day. Get out.
Until we all fall down, we all fall down, because it's you that I've been missing. Top of the world, we come high. Don't look now, I just reply. Apocalypse now, we on the night. Got two choices, survive, skate or die, sink or swim, crash or fly. Look within, I do not let this bullshit face me. I see lights and I go crazy. Cold is the wind, dark's the sky. Blackbird sings in the dead of the night. Take these broken joints to get high. Take your words, kiss a goodbye. Tonight has been so amazing. I see you and I go crazy. You put me into this trance. I hear music, let's dance. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. We ain't gonna stop now, dancing on top of the it's you that I've been missing. You're gonna dance all night. You're gonna make me right. Until we all fall down, we all fall down. Cause it's you that I've been missing.
Some people like a leopard, fierce like a lion, like an eagle flying across the sky. And they wonder why, when they find up on the creation of His Majesty. I believe in we, I believe in you and me. As we swim up on the ocean, swim on the sea. Won't you please come with me? Running up into the hills and the trees, we can fall down to the tumbleweeds. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. I will be your king, you will be my kingdom. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. I will promise to sing them.
You're gonna dance all night, you're gonna make it right. Until we all fall down, we all fall down. Cause it's you that I've been missing. You're gonna dance all night. You're gonna make me right. Until we all fall down, we all fall down. Cause it's you that I've been missing.
You know I'm gonna act like there's one last day. And you don't have to ask, cause you know I'm gonna say, make it one more round. Yeah, one more round. One more round, yeah, one more round. Oh, you better dance all night. You're gonna make it right. Until we all fall down, we all fall down. Cause it's you that I've been missing.